Chapter 3, The Bear. We now come to another animal spoken of in the Bible, and that is the bear. You will begin, perhaps, to see that we are taking them in the order of the alphabet, and having told you of some animals beginning with the letter A, we shall now begin with the letter B. You will all have seen the bears in the zoo, where you may have been very much amused at their little antics. There are the great white polar bears which live among the ice and snow in cold countries and catch the fish for their food. Then there are brown bears and black bears and the great grizzly bears which are found in different countries. We are not troubled with wild bears in our own country, and those you see in the zoo have, of course, been tamed and are kept close within their cages and dens. You have seen them, perhaps, sometimes walking on all four legs or climbing a tree, and at other times cleverly sitting on their two hind legs and catching the buns or other food thrown to them with their two front paws or even with their mouths. When some of us who are older were children, we used sometimes to see tamed bears in our streets, led by their owners and made to perform in various ways. Of course, this was usually to get money, and that kind of street amusement has now been stopped. Speaking of taming bears makes us remember one of the words in the Bible where it speaks of our tongues. It says that every kind of beast has been tamed by men, but no man can tame the tongue. Of course, the tongue is a most useful part of the body when it is used well, especially in eating. But what the Bible means there is that when we use our tongues to speak, how careful we ought to be what we say. We may soon become angry and say things which will hurt others, and which will be a grief to us afterwards, or should be. These things ought not so to be, the Bible tells us. But we must not forget our subject, which is to tell you about the bears. In the countries where they live, they are wild animals and may become very fierce. Like all wild beasts, they prowl about to get their food. In the countries of the East, the shepherds have to keep a watch over their flocks at night because of the wild animals. You will remember that David was a shepherd when he was young, and when a bear came to take a lamb out of the fold, he caught the bear and killed it. So he told King Saul he would kill the giant Goliath because he put his trust in the God of Israel. And God helped him to do this with a sling and a small stone. Sometimes the bears would even attack children, and there is a very sad case told us of this in the Bible, which should be a warning to young people and all of us not to mock or speak against the servants of the Lord. You have read of Elisha and how God made him his prophet in the place of Elijah. Well, as Elisha was going up to Bethel, some little children came out of the city and mocked him. They called out after him, "Go up, thou bald head." But God sent two bears out of the wood, and they attacked these mocking children and very much hurt 42 of them. These two bears were mother bears, and they can be the fiercest of animals, especially if anyone has taken away their little ones. They are called in the Bible bears robbed of their whelps, which means their little baby bears. God has said he will be like these fierce bears against those that do wickedly, and even against his own people when they turn away from him and do evil. Though the bears are wild and fierce animals, they can be tamed and made as quiet as a lamb. Men have been able to do this, but they cannot tame their own wicked hearts. But what a mercy it is that God is able to do what is impossible with men. He sends his Holy Spirit to change the heart, whether of young or old, and they are born again. They desire then to turn from all evil and to seek after God, that they may know and find him. In this way, some of the most wicked of men have been tamed and changed in their hearts and lives. The Bible tells us that when it is so, the cow and the bear shall feed together. A man who was as wild as a bear will be made as harmless as a cow, so that they can dwell peaceably together when the gospel comes to them with power. Oh, may you thus be favored in your souls, so that instead of seeking after the things of this world, your hearts may be changed and turned to seek the Lord. What we have told you about the tongue you will find in the Epistle of James, chapter 3. And you may read about the bears in the Bible in the 17th chapters of the first and second books of Samuel, in the second of Kings chapter 2, the 11th chapter of Isaiah, and in the 13th chapter of Hosea.